Let's think for a minute about iconic musical duos. Who comes to mind instantly for you? For me, it's Elton John, Kiki D, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, of course, Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart, Simon and Garfunkel. What if I throw in Todd McKenny and Georgie Parker? Now, I know what you're thinking. One's a musical star, we know that. The other, a darling of Australian television. But I bet you didn't know that these two household names have been friends for over three decades. And, of course, the story of how they met is so fitting because they met in a dance class. We're going to find out about that. They're taking this incredible friendship to the stage for a second time, I think, with a new national tour called Duets. Now, this is a production full of singing and dancing. You will love it. And they're celebrating some of their favourite musical partnerships, including the ones that I've mentioned, Elton John, Kiki D, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers. Todd and Georgie will be touring around the country in August and September. Make room in your diary to be entertained. We need a little bit of entertainment in our lives. Todd, Georgie, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Chris.
Life's so serious. We so need entertainment.
I know,
man.
Yeah. Listening to that intro, I'm wondering why we didn't think of Simon and Garfunkel.
I know.
Because I am a mad fan of this.
So am I.
But we had so many to choose from. But if we do a take two of the show, Simon and Garfunkel would definitely be up there.
Yeah, I love them.
But yeah, Kenny and Dolly. And
so we're hearing a bit of Kenny and Dolly?
Yeah, definitely. Islands in the Stream. And we're also doing Jackson, which is
Johnny Cash
and June Carter. Yeah.
The best.
Yeah. The best, yes.
The best.
Yeah. Let's go back to that dance class. Mm. Yeah. 30 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, no, we were both 19.
Yeah, we were. So it was what they call pas de deux class in Castlereagh Street. A choreographer called Ross Coleman started some dance studios.
Yeah.
And so he had a variety of styles. So pas de deux is where it's a lifting class.
Partner,
so you learn to partner each other as far as like lifting the girl over your head or spinning her and catching her so her nose is like 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
And I walked in, Georgie walked in, and they partnered us up. And so we got very intimate very quickly.
Yeah, I jumped at him very quickly. And there's a lift where you have to kind of step into the crease between his groin and his thigh, and then they lift over your head. And so it was a trust exercise for both of us.
Way too much information.
And she had heels on.
Oh, danger, park ranger. And then listen, you're both, may I say this with all respect, extreme personalities.
Mm. Yeah.
How did you find each other as personalities when you first met?
Oh.
I think, look, both being dancers, I think we've got an instant shorthand.
Yeah.
And dancers tend to be hard workers, like get in, do the job, say yes to anything, and we both tarnished with that brush.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because we've had that shorthand now for 30 years, it was easy because she says what she thinks, I say what I think.
Yes.
And we both agree because we just want to get on with it. So it's not like we're not standing there going, but I'm right.
Yeah, so when we put this thing together, we said, like, you go away, write your list of your duets that you want to do. Yeah. I'll write mine. We'll regroup again in 2 weeks. And the only prerequisite we have for the show is that, A, people know every song. And, B, if there's one that I want that you don't want to do, it's out, and vice versa. So we know that we both want to sing every song in the show.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll be drowned out by an audience that knows almost every word too.
Well, that's what we're hoping. Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, that's the point of it, is that everyone feels like it's a show that we can all share. So it's not just sitting there and watching. Although that's, of course, we don't want people to feel pressure to join in. But I think you're drawn to doing it because you love them and you know them.
And as soon as you hear the opening riffs of Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
It's so fun.
You can't help but sing. I mean, we've just been in doing television this morning, and the whole crew, everyone behind the cameras, they're all dancing to Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And love will keep us together.
Yeah.
Like Elton John, Kiki D. You know it as soon as you hear that dum, 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 dum. You know what it is.
And it takes two.
Here's a little bit of you two in rehearsal, just to give people a taste test of what's to come.
Oh, no.
Let me guess that rehearsals are a whole heap of fun.
Yes, they are. And also our band, we've all been working together for about 4 years. Me and my band.
Yeah.
And Georgie's now come in. So she's in this sort of dysfunctional, funny family. We all take the mickey out of each other. And so Georgie's just slotted right in.
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect. I mean, I think the creativity of having a bunch of, you know, eccentric, creative people together, it's a rich environment and the best things come out of it.
Eccentric is right. That was what I was really meaning when I was describing your personality. Let's go back a little bit. Still on the nostalgia scene, Georgie, Lucy in Country Practice, Terry Sullivan in All Saints, GP, Home and Away, Ruth Stewart, you're back doing Home and Away.
Yeah.
But where does stage fit in? Where does the musical side of it fit in? Do you have to do that to keep yourself interested?
No, well, I started off in musicals. So I started in theatre. So going to TV was a departure for me.
Uh-huh.
So I actually was happy doing theatre. But then TV came along and I was lucky I was embraced by it. So it sort of took me away from theatre a lot. But then I went back and we did Crazy for You together 20 years ago. And we did a 10-month run at the Theatre Royal.
Yeah, which is a Gershwin musical.
Great 10-month run.
The best. Mm. The best. Exhausting, but amazing.
It's funny though, because I know Georgie sings. I know her from that world. But the amount of people that have seen our poster and the publicity and say to me, I had no idea Georgie sang.
Did that,
and
yeah.
I think it's kind of going to be nice to reintroduce Georgie now to her television family with this beautiful voice and a great onstage personality.
Tell me about your voice then, Georgie, because having not done as much singing for while Home and Away, Country Practice, etc., do you have to have a coach behind the scenes to get you to this point?
No, well, I mean, I could definitely have gone down that path, but I just don't really have the time. Yeah. So it's just a matter of putting it in the car and looking like an idiot when you're driving, just singing along. And it's interesting because every musical I do, my voice changes regarding the song.
Yeah.
And I just go with it, you know. Sometimes if I'm singing, Jackson, it sounds completely different to when we're singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that's the actor in me. I think I feel more comfortable acting when I sing rather than standing there and going, check out my voice.
Well, it complements your voice, doesn't it, really?
Yeah,
has
I
to.
Suppose so,
but you do
yeah.
have a country kind of vibe about you, I think,
like
when
it.
You sing. So when we do Islands in the Stream and Jackson, I that's what I find Georgie really is really, really at home.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do a little nod to musical theatre as well and the stuff we've done together.
Yeah.
And then Georgie just sort of sits into that. And then we're asking Georgie to explore another part of her voice and do Annie Lennox, Aretha Franklin. So, you know, it'll be the many facets of Georgie Parker.
And then, of course, we have know your background, Todd, of course, the boy from Oz. What was it, 1,000 shows across
the over 1,000 shows.
1,000 shows.
1,000 performances,
amazing, man.
Yeah, but I loved it. It nearly killed me by the end.
I bet.
It was a marathon every night, but I knew it was building, my craft, because I was talking to an audience, which has just been so valuable for me ever since. Being comfortable in front of a microphone, being comfortable in front of a cast, and being comfortable to not just be an actor on stage, but to talk to an audience like Peter Allen Wood.
Yeah.
That was so valuable, but I also knew that it was building my career. I knew what it was doing, and that's just been so important.
Branding you beautifully forever.
It's perfect.
But behind all of this fun, frivolity, friendship, etc., there will be nerves on night one, won't there?
Perfect.
Absolutely.
I mean, you need them. I love them because you need the adrenaline to keep you keen and sharp.
On edge,
And it's great. I mean, as long as it's adrenaline and nerves that you can use and nothing that, you know, makes you wish you'd fallen down the stairs.
There's two sets of nerves I find when you do shows. There's one set of nerves which is, this is going to be exciting. This is something new. We know what we're doing, but you want the audience to love you. But then the other set of nerves, which I hate, is when you're under rehearsed. And
you don't know it
Georgie
enough.
And I are rehearsers. And so that set of nerves, that's not great. That's not good nerves. But the nerves that we'll have.
Preparation is everything.
Preparation is everything. Because then you can float. If there's a mistake, you can run with it. And then the audiences love that, actually.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if it's a mistake because you're under rehearsed, audiences hate that.
Todd, tell me, just away from duets for a second, you've spent the last 8 or so years studying Auslan,
yeah.
and working with the deaf community, right?
Yeah,
tell us about the project.
Oh, many of my friends are deaf. Many of my best friends are deaf. They call my signing Toddland because I tend to make it up when I can't remember one particular word. I just do something like paint a picture with my hands, and they go, "Oh, that's Toddland," and they've got a sign for that. But I know back here about 10 years ago, I did an article in the Sydney Morning Herald Weekend Magazine, which was a bucket list of what you'd like to do, you know, before you leave this earth. And my number three was I'd like to learn sign language because I'd seen it in 1989 doing 42nd Street, the musical. They got two Auslan interpreters side stage to sign the show. And I just thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it just always sat in my head. So I did this, innocently did this bucket list. It got printed. And the next day, the Australian Theatre of the Deaf were onto me and said, if you're serious about this, we will teach you one-on-one if you'll become patron of the Theatre of the Deaf. And I said, yes. And a lady called Caroline Conlon, who's deaf, came over to my house the next day and she talked to me. Mm. And we started to learn words on the page. And I actually found it really hard. And to be honest with you, I thought, oh, my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now I've got – I don't know if I can actually put the time in to do this because
yeah.
it's difficult.
It takes time, yeah.
But then I realised I'm actually dealing with people here and I'm not just going to TAFE and learning words – or how to sign. I've actually got a deaf person in front of me who lives this world every day.
It means
world.
Something.
Yeah,
and so do you know what I did? Mm. Instead of just treating it like a little thing I wanted to do, I dived into the deaf community and they accepted me with open arms. Yeah. And it's one of the – it's not a charity. I just do it to kind of help bridge the gap between the hearing community
it
and
is
the
a
deaf
great
community.
Credit to you.
Yeah. But I don't often talk about it. You're one of the few people to bring it up because they get patronised – every day by people who just...
That's terrible.
To be honest with you, freak out,
yeah.
you know, about a deaf person's in front of them, what
Someone
do they want to
different.
Do? And I'll tell you a little story if we've got time. The very first time I signed in public, this was after 5 years of learning, I was at Spotlight Shopping Centre and I could hear a deaf lady with a very deaf voice about three lanes across just getting so frustrated and I thought, oh, do I know enough? Can I go
yes,
along?
Yes,
because I couldn't tell what she was doing. Anyway, I went around just to check her out first and have a look at this lady and she was standing in front of this Gen Y kid who was freaking out.
Yeah.
He was just eyes wide open and just sweaty brow. And she and I said, okay, I went in and I said, look, excuse me, my name's Todd. If you sign very slowly, I've been learning for a few years, I may be able to help you. And she, excuse my voice, but she went, oh, thank you so much.
Oh,
and
darling.
She just hugged me.
Oh, sweet. This, oh.
And she was a large lady. God. And you know all she wanted was to know if she bought a curtain rod which had the hooks already in place in it from the factory, whether she could cut that down to make it shorter.
How difficult the basics are
See?
In their lives.
Yeah.
And I went,
yeah.
this is why I'm,
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So I'm helping bridge that
Great
gap between
stuff.
The hearing world, the deaf community. And the best part about it is when I'm with my deaf friends, we can talk about you, for instance, in front of your face, and you
and
have
no
know. Idea. What
Unless
we're
we
saying.
Breach the
and
gap
we
and we
do.
All
and we do it, too.
Oh, good
great.
Fun. Very quickly, do I get a bit of Ike and Tina Turner?
Oh, well, not Ike, but you definitely get Tina.
Yeah, Tina.
Do I get Tina Turner, Jimmy Barnes,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, sure
I'll
do,
take that.
Baby.
I'll take that. Do I get.
Come to me, wide and wild.
Oh, great.
Simply the best.
And Annie Lennox, as I mentioned before.
Yeah,
do I get
do.
Annie Lennox?
Sisters
yeah.
are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, sisters are.
Aretha Franklin, right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not Aretha, I'm Annie.
How
Thank
good.
God.
How good. I cannot wait. This is going to be great. You're on in Adelaide August 5.
Yeah.
You're on in Hobart August 12.
Yes.
For my 2GB listeners, State Theatre, of course, Sydney,
you.
Saturday the 19th of August. Gold Coast, for my 4BC listeners, The Star,
yes.
Saturday the 26th of August. Mm. Perth, 2nd of September. And Melbourne, The Palms at Crown, the 9th of September. You will dazzle the world. We need some entertainment.
Yeah.
We
Come
need to
and
feel
join
good.
Us.
We're bringing yeah. it.
We're yeah. bringing it, and it's just fun. Let us take care of your night
yeah, yeah,
and just
yeah.
sit back.
Georgie Parker, Todd McKenney, thank you very much for coming
Thanks,
in.
Chris.
Thanks so much, Chris.